A prayer for the children of Israel. The name of Jesus. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Doubtless, you are our Father, though Abraham was ignorant of us, Israel does not acknowledge us. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is your name. O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, we are the work of your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Redeemer, our Savior and our Lord, may our children and all of their family receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and believe in his name for as many as received him. To them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. May the God of our salvation say to our children, I will lead you. I will cause you to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, in which you shall not stumble, for I am a father to you. Let our children and all of their people be born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on our children, that they should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know them, because it did not know him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that our children and all of their family will be led by the Spirit of God and be known as the sons of God. For our children did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but they received the spirit of adoption, by whom they cry, Abba, Father. For they are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And because they are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into their hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. In Christ we pray that our children and all of their descendants are baptized into Christ and put on Christ. Let their light so shine before men that they may see their good works and glorify their Father in heaven. In Christ we pray that our children and all their people will love their enemies, bless those who curse them, do good to those who hate them, and pray for those who spitefully use them and persecute them, that they may be sons of their Father in heaven. Let our children and all of their family do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and their reward will be great, and they will be sons of the highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as their Father also is merciful. Judge not, and they shall not be judged. Our children shall condemn not, and they shall not be condemned. Forgive, and they will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to them. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into their bosom. For with the same measure that they use, it will be measured back to them. Then they, the righteous, will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. God grant that our children know that you, Jesus Christ, are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Let them know that the Son of God has come and has given our children an understanding, that they may know him who is true, and they are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but they who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch them. Therefore, our children are perfect, just as their Father in heaven is perfect. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. You are our Father, our God, and the rock of our salvation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You who set your glory above the heavens. The Lord is our shepherd. He is named Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord their shepherd. Jesus Christ, he is the good shepherd, for he gave his life for our children and their house. Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. He is who is the way, the truth, and the life. Sends to our children and all our family the Helper, the Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, which will guide them into all truth. And because they are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into their hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, our children are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, having girded their waist with truth. According to the eternal purpose, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keep your children and all their family in his name and sanctify them by his truth. His word is truth. Therefore, let them be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, having girded their waist with truth. In Christ we pray that our children hear his voice, and he knows them, and they and all their people follow him. For he, Jesus Christ, who came as high priest of good things to come, gives them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of his hand. Let our children be among the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. May our children and all of their loved ones be redeemed from among men, and in their mouth let no guile be found. Instead, may they be holy and blameless in love, being without fault before the throne of God. Jesus Christ, our high priest, is seated at the right hand of majesty in the heavens, and is confessing them and their house before his Father who is in heaven. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, Jesus the Christ. From his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between him and our children. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let us praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. And my God shall supply all their need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. His name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Our children shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord their God, who has dealt wondrously with our children, and they, his people, shall never be put to shame. And in that day they will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Let them offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Let them call upon the name of the Lord. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy and because of your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. May the door of their heart open, and our children hear his voice. He, the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts, call our children his own sheep by name and lead them, and go before them. And we pray, our children and their family follow him always, for they know his voice. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make our children complete in every good work to do his will, working in them what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. For they were like sheep gone astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of their souls. He makes them to lie down in green pastures. It is written, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, they will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd, may the Lord lead our children and all their family beside the still waters. For his name is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the most high over all the earth, shall leave with our children peace. His peace he gives to them. Not as the world gives, does he give to them. Let not their heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In him, Jesus Christ, the high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, our children may have peace. In the world they will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He, our Lord and Savior, has overcome the world. Having shod their feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, let them be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He restores their soul. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, is his name. To our children who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and our children shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. He has seen their ways, and he will heal our children and their people, and lead them and their family, and restore comforts to them and their house. May the Lord be merciful to our children, heal them body and soul, heal their backsliding, and love them freely. According to his promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of his child and heal the stroke of their wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, their strength in whom they shall trust, may the God of their strength, the God of their defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to our children. Heal and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open their eyes to the truth, to turn them from darkness to light, and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile them to himself. In Jesus' name. Lord Jehovah, our everlasting strength, he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For he is called Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for our children, that they might become the righteousness of God in him. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment they shall condemn. This is their heritage, for they are not only a servant of the Lord, but also a child of God, and their righteousness is from God. Let them commit their way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. In Christ we pray, for their sake he will not hold his peace, and for their family's sake he will not rest, until their righteousness goes forth as brightness, and their salvation as a lamp that burns. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. In your name, Lord Jesus, our children rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor their horn is exalted. For their shield belongs to the Lord, and their family to the Holy One of Israel. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. In his name Though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil, for the Lord our great and awesome God is with them. For his name is called Jehovah Shema, the Lord is present. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, is with our children always, even to the end of the age. Our children who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Let them sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts, let his rod and his staff comfort them, for he is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. May the Lord answer our children in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend them. May he send them help from the sanctuary and strengthen them out of Zion. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but God grant that our children will remember the name of the Lord their God. Through the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, our children and all their family will push down their enemies. Through his name, they will trample those who rise up against them. Their help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. In God, may our children and their people boast all day long and praise his name forever. Selah. He, Jehovah Nissa, the Lord your banner, prepares a table before them in the presence of their enemies. So shall our children fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus Christ, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. May Jehovah Mekodishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you, anoint your head with oil. It shall come to pass in that day that their burden will be taken away from their shoulder, and their yoke from their neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, taking the helmet of salvation. For the Lord is their rock and their fortress and the deliverer, their God, their strength, in whom they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold. Therefore, let them be strong in the name of the Lord and in the power of his might, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the author of their salvation, the door to salvation, in his name, that name which is raised up above all other names, we ask the God of their salvation to give our children the shield of his salvation. May his right hand hold them up, his gentleness make them and their house great. May the God of mercy enlarge their path under our children so that their feet do not slip. Their cup runs over, for El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, is their God. Let our children and their family take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. May our children and their people rejoice in their salvation, and in the name of their God they shall set up their banners. May the Lord fulfill all their petitions. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above your name. May our children praise the Lord their God with all their heart, and they and their people shall glorify his name forevermore. Let us praise the name of the Lord, that men may know that he, whose name alone is the Lord, is the most high over all the earth. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow our children and their house all the days of their life, and they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place with them who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Let our children join themselves to the Lord to serve him. Let them love the name of the Lord, be his servants, keep from defiling the Sabbath, and hold fast his covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. He shall bring our children to his holy mountain and make them joyful in his house of prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. By his name, Yahi, and rejoice before him. Let our children praise the name of God with a song, and they will magnify him with thanksgiving. Let them praise your great and awesome name, O God. You are holy. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. In Christ we pray, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on our children, and the great goodness toward their house, which he has bestowed on them, according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, according to the riches of his grace, and hope of eternal life, according to the good pleasure of his will, may our children and their family be called by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, him who manifested God's name to man, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, who is the image of God, being God, who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory from the rising of the sun even to his going down, he shall be great among the nations. Jesus Christ, who stands at the right hand of God, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, according to the working of God's mighty power by which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he puts all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things, receiving all authority in heaven and on earth, being the head of all principality and power, having power and authority over all demons, and having authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as our heavenly Father has given him. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Jesus Christ, a chosen vessel of God to bear his name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosea in the highest. Jesus Christ, his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, in Christ, the one God loved before the foundation of the world, according to the faith of God's elect, we pray that our children believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, for his name is to be feared among the nations. All peoples of the earth will know his name and fear him, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began, according to the measure of Christ's gift and his new covenant and his riches in glory, may our children and their family put on Christ, for as many of them as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the firstborn of all creation, the image of the invisible God, he who is before all things, for through him all things exist, all things were created through him and for him. By him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Him who sits at the right hand of majesty on high, the day spring, the dawn of the morning from on high, all things are under his feet. Therefore, in his holy name, Jesus Christ, him who upholds all things by the word of his power, for he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the angels of God, we ask our God and Father to grant that our children and their people clothe themselves in Christ Jesus, and in the word and in faith, walking by faith and not by sight. It is written, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. The Lord bless our children and keep them. The Lord make his face shine upon them and be gracious to them. The Lord lift up his countenance upon them and give them peace, and put his name on them and their children and bless them. To our children and all their family, to all those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace to our children, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with them all. Grace to our children, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose them in him before the foundation of the world, that our children should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them and their children to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them and their children accepted in the beloved, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgment of the truth which is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began to our children, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them and their children by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they and their children may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now may the Lord of peace himself give them peace always in every way. The Lord be with them all. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with them all.